This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian Armed Forces thwarted all attempts by Pakistan to target northern and western cities using drones and missiles last night. According to the headquarters' Integrated Defence Staff, Pakistan also attempted to target military stations in Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur and locations near the international border. However, the Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralized the attack. No loss of life has been reported. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Shatawari, Samba, Arespura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. These missiles were intercepted and blocked by air defense units. For more details, let's go over to our correspondent Bhupendra Singh. Bhupendra, what are the developments taking place after Pakistan's escalation at the international border and LOC?
Yeah, Abhishek, Indian Armed Forces and BSF has successfully countered the malicious attempt of Pakistan to target Jammu, Pathankot, Udhampur and Samba in Jammu and Kashmir last night. The visuals of aerial attacks over Jammu reminded of exactly Hamas-style aerial attack on Israel, which clearly shows that Pakistan Army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas, and missile and drone attacks on Indian cities were foiled by the Integrated Counter Unmanned Aerial System, US grade S-400 Triumph system, Barak 8 missile, Akash surface-to-air missile and DRDO entry drone technology, which created an aerial shield around the cities. So Operation Sindoor has clearly sent a strong message that India is not just capable of defending its skies, but also it can successfully hit the enemy target with precision. And meanwhile, several high-level meetings held in New Delhi to review the evolving security situation. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and Union Home Minister Amit Shah took a meeting wherein security situation were discussed. And as a part of a mock drill, testing of air raid siren installed at PW headquarters in New Delhi was conducted. And in the evening, joint press briefing is to be held, wherein officials will share the latest detail about the Operation Sindoor. Back to you, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Bhupendra, for that update. Well, moving on. Meanwhile, in a special joint briefing yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate matters and only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit. He also stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of the 22nd of April is the original escalation and India is only responding to it. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh reiterated India's commitment to non-escalation on the only condition that Pakistan respects it.
Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortar and heavy calibre artilleries in areas in Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendar and Rajouri sectors in Jammu and Kashmir. 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to the Pakistani firing. Here too, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is respected by the Pakistan military.
The Border Security Force also foiled a major infiltration attempt at the international boundary in Jammu and Kashmir's Samba district last night, killing at least 7 terrorists. According to the BSF, an infiltration attempt by a group of terrorists was detected by surveillance grid. This infiltration bid was supported by fire from Pakistan Rangers post Dhandar. Alert troops of the BSF caused extensive damage to the park post Dhandar. The government is leaving no stone unturned to ensure foolproof functioning of essential systems and services in the country. Steps have been taken by various ministries and departments for the national preparedness and interministerial coordination in the light of recent developments concerning national security. We have more from a correspondent.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today held a review meeting with senior officers of his ministry on health infrastructure and preparedness. A similar kind of meeting is going to be chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to review the cyber security preparedness of banks and financial institutions this evening. Public sector banks have informed that ATM cash deposit machines and withdrawal machines and all digital services are fully operational and are available for public use. The banks have asked customers not to rely on unverified information. On the other hand, Indian Oil Corporation has assured that there are ample fuel stock across the country and its supply lines are operating smoothly. It has also urged people to avoid panic buying and unnecessary rush to ensure uninterrupted fuel access for all. With Anand Kumar, Divakar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation along the western border and operational preparedness of the Indian Armed Forces. The meeting was attended by Chief of Defense Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Defense Secretary R.K. Singh was also present in the meeting. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is also holding a meeting with Director Generals of Border Security Force, CISF and Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, BCAS. The government has asked all media channels, digital platforms and individuals to refrain from live coverage or real-time reporting of defence operations and movement of security forces. In a social media post, the Defence Ministry, while citing Information and Broadcasting Ministry's earlier circular, said that disclosure of such sensitive and source-based information may jeopardize operational effectiveness and endanger lives. The ministry cited some past incidents, including Kargil War, 2611 attacks, and the Kandahar hijacking, underscoring the risks of premature reporting. After India's retaliatory strikes, a seemingly nervous Pakistan has resorted to spreading fake news and misinformation in the digital space. It is fabricating stories of miraculous military victories, which reflect Islamabad's deliberate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate public perception. We have more from a correspondent.
Despite facing repeated setbacks and international embarrassment, Pakistan refuses to abandon its malicious agenda, and now it has taken the route of digital space to mislead the world and spread fake news. Through fake videos and photographs, Islamabad using deceitful tactics in a futile attempt to malign India. A fake video is being circulated by desperate Pakistan, claiming that its army destroyed an Indian post at LOC of 20 Raj Battalion, which does not even exist. Another laughable claim being made by Islamabad that it made explosions at Jammu Air Force Base by sharing an old picture of explosion at Kabul Airport in 2021. One more example of Pakistan's nefarious design in digital space related to its claim on attack to Gujarat's Hazira port. This old video is also of an oil tanker explosion. These repeated attempts at deception not only failed to mislead but further expose the desperation and lack of credibility in Pakistan's propaganda efforts. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's approach has earned strong backing from the international community to counter terrorism after it launched Operation Sindoor. Countries including USA, UK, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and UAE have supported India's position. The European Union and all 27 member states issued a unified and strong statement. US President Donald Trump expressed solidarity with India, affirming its sovereign right to combat terrorism, while also urging restraint and a diplomatic path forward. UK Foreign Minister David Lammy said India had every reason to be outraged, and former Prime Minister Rishi Sunak asserted that no country should tolerate cross-border terror. Russia, while calling for restraint from both sides, made it clear that it condemns all forms of terrorism and is deeply concerned about the military escalation. Israel also stood firmly with India. Its ambassador remarked that terrorists have no sanctuary and supported India's right to defend itself. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the immortal warrior of the country, Maharana Pratap, on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the courage and bravery that Maharana Pratap displayed to protect the self-respect of the motherland remains a guiding light for the countrymen. The Prime Minister added that the valiant life of the warrior dedicated to Mother India will always inspire the people of the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended wishes to Pope Leo XIV from the people of India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi noted that Pope Leo XIV's leadership of the Catholic Church comes at a time of great significance in promoting the ideals of peace, harmony, solidarity and service. The Prime Minister said that India remains committed to continued dialogue and engagement with the Holy See to further the shared values. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the immediate suspension of the remainder of the ongoing IPL 2025 season for 1 week. And that is the end of this news bulletin.